Mr. Snowden arrived in Russia in late June.
Did he arrive in Russia? When did he arrive in Russia?
For more than a month, he was not permitted to leave an airport in Moscow.
Was he permitted to leave an airport in Moscow? What airport wasn't he permitted to leave? How long time wasn't he permitted to leave an airport for?
For more than a month, he was not permitted to leave an airport in Moscow. Then he gained permission to step on Russian soil.
Did he gain permission to step on Russian soil? What permission did he gain?
He was told he can remain in that country for a year.
Was he told he remain in that country for a year?
Was he told he can remain in
that? He can remain in that. Was he told he can remain in that country for a year? What was he told about? Where was he told he can remain? How long time was he told he can remain in Russian soil?
On Russian soil. So, Putin said when he told about the possibility for Snowden to remain in Russia, Putin said, what did he say? Okay, maybe it's possible for him to remain in Russia, but he would have to be quiet. He wouldn't say anything he wants. That's why, here in the text, the Russian government restricts, or restricting is limiting what the American can say. They are talking about Snowden. This particular American, the American can say. The American can say. What the American can say.
But the Russian government is restricting what the American can say.
Is it restricting what the American can say? What is it restricting?
National security expert David Barrett teaches at Villanova University in Pennsylvania.
Does he teach in the university?
So again, that's his permanent characteristic. He teaches. He teaches. That's why we may suppose, or we may say for sure, that he is a teacher. Again, from the bed, from Chekhov. Capital punishment kills you in a few seconds.
How does it kill? It kills in a few seconds. Life imprisonment kills by degrees. Does life imprisonment kill by degrees? How does it kill?
How does it kill? Answer, it kills?
It kills by degrees.
By degrees. That's its permanent characteristic. Or these are their permanent characteristics of two different kinds of punishment. That's why we may compare them. Life imprisonment kills by degrees. So maybe before it, Snowden was able to talk openly about America's secrets, but now it is impossible for him. He is, in future, he will no longer be able to talk openly about America's secrets. That's what some guy says.
He says Edward Snowden will no longer be able to talk openly about America's secrets.
He will no longer be able to talk openly about America's secrets.
Will he be able to talk openly about American secrets?
If you know for sure that he won't, then ask, what?
What won't he be able to talk openly about?
He says Snowden will no longer be able to talk openly about America's secrets.
Does he say he will no longer be able to talk openly about American secrets?
One of the things that Putin said when he spoke the possibility, I would say, when he spoke about Snowden's possibility of staying there was that Snowden would have to be quiet. You may say, Snowden must be quiet in general. Snowden has to be quiet. In future, he will have to be quiet. That's obligation. He will have to be quiet. Putin says, Snowden will have to be quiet. Putin said, what did he say? He said, Snowden would have to be quiet.
One of the things that Putin said when he spoke of the possibility of Snowden staying there is that Snowden would have to be quiet. He'd have to stop saying things about and revealing things about U.S. intelligence.